We will come to order. The purpose of our meeting today, obviously, is to try to end up with passage of House File 2957 as amended. We will have a few remarks from the author and possibly a motion from the author.
Yes, I would like to start with a motion that the House File
Thank you. Are there any members in the audience that would wish at this time to give testimony on this bill? Seeing none. Madam Chair, do you have any other remarks that you wish to make? It's our intent today, members, to get out of here in time for people to make their caucuses in the session. Hopefully with the bill passed, if we have more amendments with that or it takes more time, we'll probably come back after session and try to deal with it today. Members, questions, discussion? Representative Hackbar.
At this time, we're taking amendments and that sort of thing?
We are.
Okay. So we're on final passage now?
I agree. That motion.
Okay. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I was discussing some issues in the bill with the DNR about WMA and the section on the WMA land.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I could have somebody from the DNR come up and discuss that issue about how we're dividing up the money and how it has to be spent according to your bill. I mean, I see some areas in there that are saying that kind of earmarked, 20% here, 20% there, and I'm a little bit concerned about that. I was trying to discuss with the DNR, and I don't think I got a very good explanation. I was just trying to talk real briefly with them up there. So if they could come up and speak to that issue, I'd appreciate it.
Welcome. State your name for the record and proceed.
For the record, my name is Dave Schatt, Director of DNR Fish and Wildlife Division. Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I'll take it, Mr. Chair. Could you explain your take, the DNR take, on what this language says in the bill about the WMA land and how it's going to be spent, and if the DNR has any concerns on the way this is divided up?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hackbarth, the bill or the language here would require that 5% of the $14 million or $700,000 be spent on restoration of existing wildlife management areas. And we certainly have enough work on existing wildlife management areas. That system is about 1.3 million acres or so. So we certainly have enough habitat work there to use those funds in that manner. An additional 20% or $2.8 million would be for restoration on land acquired with this appropriation, and that is probably more than we would need for those lands. Our kind of rule of thumb is about 5% of the purchase price or about 5% of that purchase amount is required for that initial development to bring those lands to restore the habitat and provide the facilities for the public to access and use those lands safely. So that 20% is about four times what we probably need for that purpose. And then an additional 20% or another $2.8 million is reserved for acquisition of land in the Seven County metro area. We do have one very large acquisition project that we're currently in negotiations on. It's called the Butler Tract in Dakota County. That tract, once it's purchased, would be about half of that acreage would be designated as regional park. And the Met Council is lining up the funding for that portion of that acquisition. The other half would be designated as wildlife management area. And we're working with Dakota County to pull together the funding for that portion. We're estimating right now that DNR would have to put in about $1.7 million to make that deal happen. So of that $2.8 million, that would be earmarked for acquisition in the Seven County metro area. $1.7 million would likely go to Butler, assuming we can make that deal happen. And then we would need to find additional tracts in the Seven County metro area totaling $1.1 million. Land's expensive in the metro area here, and we certainly have opportunities around Carlos Avery, for example, up in Anoka County, where we could find good priority parcels for that remaining $1.1 million.
Representative McNamara.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and members, and Director Shad. It's my bill, the Vermilion Highlands, that Representative Hansen also is a co-author of, and it's a great project. It was a separate bill. It wasn't a WMA bill because, for folks that don't know, the Butler property is an unbelievable great opportunity that's about $15 million. Currently, over 50% of it will be developed as a regional park, not as a WMA. He acquired $6 million in the, I believe, 06 bonding bill. The reality is we presented that as an opportunity for a metropolitan WMA. The bulk of that money that came from the state came under the thoughts that it was a WMA. And it's really, the majority of it's going to be developed as a regional park. And I just think we have to be careful. I don't know that we should have the DNR paying for all this money as a WMA when so much of it's going to be a regional park. I would really support this idea if we're going to look at the county and say, should we look at how that line is drawn? You know, the regional park, this WMA money is meant for WMAs, not for regional parks. And I just think we should discuss that. And maybe it's a question more for Representative Hansen or Representative Wagenius. And another thing I guess I would ask, I like the idea of part of it going in the metro. I most certainly do. And the only thing I would ask Representative Wagenius, where we have down acquisition, is there a chance we could add end development? So the 20% would be available, give the DNR some flexibility to use it for acquisition and potentially development, because we do have significant needs there. And I love the idea of getting some in the metro. And I guess I have a couple of questions there. I'm wondering what your thoughts are.
I think Representative Hansen can speak to this too, but I think if you look at the bill as a whole, and we fully funded the metro park piece, we funded the Wright County acquisition and other big chunks in the metro area. So this was seen as a WMA. Now, if there are other concerns, I think hear Representative Hansen on this, but we do have very little WMA. And since we're pulling in the parks and we're treating the parks fair, it's not fairly vis-a-vis outstate, because outstate does certainly get far more money for parks. that's the way it's going. But for what people ask for in the metropolitan area specifically, we could get books very early.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative McNair, you know, during the testimony when the bill was presented, when your bill was presented, I think the ask was for $4 million. And with a limited amount of dollars, we tried to find, and you were aware of my line of questioning of which line item to put this in and where we can find the funds. And so we struggled to find the funds to try to meet that ask. That total ask was for $4 million. And the 20%, that doesn't get us to the $4 million. But it provides a good chunk for the total. So we put this in the WMA portion to try to meet the ask and realize that there's the ability to do some negotiation with the county. And this is the one way that we've taken to try to get some money in there to for your bill. And we recognize that there is the, you know, the county did testify that there's a split. But in this bill, we're providing, you know, $3 million to go towards the project in the metro area, because there isn't another. So.
Representative McNair.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Hansen, you know, you and I both have an unbelievable amount of love for this project. I mean, truthfully, this is an unbelievably terrific opportunity. But the reality is, we've gotten almost all this funding under the auspices of it being a WMA. And the majority of this is a regional park. And if I'm not mistaken, there's $600,000 of Met Council money for a regional park. And of this 807 acres, 450 or whatever is designed to be a regional park and 350 to be a modified WMA. And I just want members to know that that's, and I appreciate, and I'm glad to hear the discussion, and I like, you know, we have paid well over our fair share. I absolutely believe the county's got the great program with the conservation easements and stuff, and the idea they're willing to operate the park. They've worked out some deals with the DNR, but I don't know if it's, I'm going to support this idea. I like the idea. I like the Representative Leguinius. I like the idea of the development, buying it and not developing it. And Director Shad, I think you're a little light if you're only spending 5% on development. My experience has been that it takes a larger percentage of that, and maybe we're not properly developing. Maybe we're not killing all the brome grass when we should be and putting in native prairie. So I appreciate Representative Leguinius is raising the bar. I just think we need to be frank and upfront here. We are putting this money in as a WMA, and it's going to a regional park, and that's a discussion I think we need to continue to have and bring those folks in. We are not going to lose the opportunity to get this land. We are not. It's a signed deal. We've got to get everybody together and make it happen, but we don't want people thinking that this is all just for the sportsmen and women and the youngsters that are going to get to visit the WMA, because there's going to be campgrounds and blacktop in that part of it.
Well, this, of course, is a recommendation to the bonding committee. It is unusual that a committee does what we are doing. And so things will change in the bonding committee. We can guarantee it. However, if we can, it was my intention that if we put a really good bill that we could get pretty general agreement on to the bonding committee, we had the best chance of getting doing the best we could for the outdoors. And so it's very hard to get agreement here, but it's going to be even harder at the next step. Much harder at the next step. And it's going to be even harder when we get to the step of talking with the Senate. So we're trying to put the strongest proposal we can on the table. And I think you were right in identifying that I wanted the WMA to be upgraded. We've had testimony before, and we will have testimony probably next week, and it's just the way things have gone so fast that the best habitat is not cheap, and we are aiming to have better habitat. So, and just how to do that, and I will be bringing in testifiers next week on that issue.
Any other comments, members? If not, Representative Bouguenius renews her motion. Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was I have an amendment here. Actually, it was going to be an amendment for Representative Magnus, but I don't see him here. I don't know that much about the issue, but I see that Representative Magnus' issue that he brought before the committee is not included in the bill. And I was hoping he could be here to discuss it. I don't know if Representative McNamara, do you know anything about Representative Magnus' issue?
No.
Representative Hanson?
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Representative Hanson could discuss that.
Representative Hackbarth, after we talked the other night, I did check back, and the reason we didn't include that is that last year during the finance bill, the environmental finance bill, there was some of the testimony that was referenced, that there was money that was put in the environmental finance bill for that Area 2, I think it's the Area 2 flood mitigation, and the committee, we had responded in the Environmental Finance Committee. We put the language in for the environmental money for Area 2. When the bill came to the vote on the floor the first time, and in Conference Committee, I believe that Representative Magnus voted against the bill. And we took that as a sign that if the author of that provision was not going to vote for it, leaving the floor and Conference Committee, but maybe it wasn't that high of a priority for us.
Or for us. So with that, we would oppose the amendment.
Representative Hackbarth, are you moving that amendment?
I'll pull the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Members, other comments? Questions, amendments? If not, Chairman Bouguenius renews her motion to recommend passage of House File 2957 as amended and return it to the Finance Committee. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's passed. It's moving. Thank you all. This was very quick and a very good project. We are adjourned.